This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity, but they're only available from healthcare practitioners. But they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein you can call us with questions. 877-726-8255 is the number. And that number, by the way, is available to you 24-7, 877-726-8255. We'll take some of those recorded calls in just a few moments. This hour, we're going to talk about low-carb dieting for patients with type 2 diabetes. Also, the surprising link between inflammatory bowel disease and dementia. 877-726-8255 is our number. But first, I want to talk to you about a remarkable study about stretching. Stretching is important for maintaining flexibility, and it's not my strong suit. You know, I'd rather get out there and bang out a run than arduously contort myself, even though I'm less huffing and puffing while I'm stretching. I'm not sure I'm getting a good workout, but, you know, I know it's important because, yeah, you don't want to, you know, stiffen up like a rusty suit of armor, so you stretch. And if you go to an athletic event like a baseball game or a track meet, you see the athletes obsessively stretching before the event. The idea being that they'll be less likely to pull up with a hamstring strain or some sort of injury caused by stiff muscles. So they stretch and they stretch and they stretch. But I've actually read studies on this that are kind of equivocal about the benefits of stretching for injury prevention. So that has made me sort of a peripatetic stretcher. You know, I'm sort of off and on the stretching bandwagon. I do yoga, which obviously involves stretching. But at various times, I just kind of like say, is it really making a difference? And it's not that aerobic. It really does involve a lot of strength, like weight training. So what good is it? Well, there's an encouraging study. It's admittedly a small study, but it's a significant study in the Journal of Physiology, research done in Italy. Stretching regimen linked to vascular benefits. They say that leg stretching exercises, and this is referred to as PS, passive stretching. So that means, you know, stretching would include something like the downward dog in yoga. That's a plank, but it also involves a stretching of the legs, or maybe bending over, touching your toes, using a stretch band, crossing your legs while lying on your back to stretch your hips. These are various forms of PS, or passive stretching. So in this study, participants underwent 12 weeks of training in passive stretching. And I guess the placebo was another form of exercise, you know, because they, you know, you got to do something because some of the benefit may be, you know, placebo effect, right? So here's what they found, remarkably. 30% increase in femoral blood flow, 25% increase in popliteal flow-mediated dilatation. That means the ability of a blood vessel to respond to blood flow, or, i.e., flexibility. 8% increase in brachial artery flow-mediated dilatation. That's in the upper extremities and the arms. 25% decrease in central artery stiffness. And there was an 8% decrease in diastolic blood pressure. 4% decrease in systolic blood pressure. Well, that's not much, but it's actually equivalent to many blood pressure medications that can, that offer some modest benefits. You know, 8% of a blood pressure 140, well, that's going to take your blood pressure almost down to, you know, 130. But, you know, that's truly a benefit. So they say the present study clearly demonstrates that 12-week passive stretching training is effective in improving vascular function and decreasing stiffness of the directly involved arteries, i.e. the arteries of the legs, and as well as the arteries not directly involved, even the arteries on the other side that weren't involved in passive stretching training. So something's going on here, and it has to do with a systemic cardiovascular response to the stretching activities. So, you know, this is, I think, a real strong validation for yoga, or if you prefer not to, you know, contort yourself like a swami, just stretching exercise. It's also reassuring to hear that, you know, because the gyms are closed and you can't get to your yoga class, that you still can, you know, even if you're confined to your studio apartment, or if you're sitting in your suburban living room and you can't get to the gym because the gym is closed, your yoga classes are postponed, that you can still get a benefit, and not just in terms of flexibility, but in terms of cardiovascular well-being from stretching. So, you know, during this, you know, I know we're releasing the lockdown, but to the extent we're sheltering in place, this study should be a reassuring encouragement to engage in simple floor exercises with a stretch band, or, you know, leaning up against the wall, and stretching, especially your lower extremities. Very cool article. 877-726-8255. We have a question on blood donations. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been seeing a lot of commercials for people to donate blood. How can they just take blood from anyone without first screening them, especially with this virus? Thanks.
Okay. And the answer is that they're not just taking blood from anyone without screening them. And pretty definitely they will be screening people for a variety of diseases. I mean, they already screened people. They already screened people for hepatitis. They screen people for other communicable diseases. And I'm pretty sure that these days they're going to be screening people for COVID-19. In fact, anytime you go to, you know, a hospital for a minor procedure, you know, if you fall off your bicycle and, you know, you go to the emergency room, they're going to test you for COVID-19 because they're going to use that as an opportunity to expand the database of testing. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why we're seeing a lot more cases, is that probably some asymptomatic people who, you know, either patriotically are showing up for testing, or else they happen to go into a doctor's office for some minor medical problem and they get screened. And certainly when you donate blood, you're probably going to be screened for COVID-19. Now, we do not know if it is transmissible via blood transfusion. And you may say, well, of course it's transmissible through blood transfusion. I mean, how could it not be transmissible through blood transfusion? Well, one of the reasons for that is that certain viruses highly transmissible in the blood. Others require docking in the respiratory epithelium, in the tissues of the nasal passages and the lungs or the back of the throat for them to enter the body. Different viruses have different portals of entry into the body. And it may well be that blood transfusions will transmit COVID-19. But I haven't seen a single solitary case where that's been documented in all the medical literature I've been looking at. And I've been looking at hundreds of articles over the past few weeks on the subject of COVID-19. And it's not been clearly demonstrated that it's transmitted via blood transfusion. Another important question is it transmitted from mother to child? And it appears that it probably isn't, because the placenta has a sort of a barrier. And yes, you can transmit a lot to a child. I mean, if you have syphilis and you give birth to a child who has congenital syphilis, it's a very serious problem. HIV, similarly. But it's not been demonstrated that that's the case with COVID-19. It may turn out to be the case, you know, subsequent research, rare transmission. But, you know, even sexual transmission, it's yes, they have cultured coronavirus in the semen of men who have the infection. But it can be sexually transmitted. That's not really been documented. And, you know, you can bet your life that if that were to be clearly documented, that some eager researcher would be the first to publish it in the pages of a medical journal, a documented case in which a male or a female had this and it was sexually transmitted, not just transmitted by close contact, because they say, you know, if you're going to have sex these days, you better wear a mask. You know, do some role-playing, wear a mask, hopefully not a Zorro mask. So, you know, some of these questions have not really been answered, but I'm pretty sure that blood donation is safe. You can go there, a lot of precautions, do your patriotic thing. And blood donation is also good for you, because a lot of people carry excess iron. And one of the ways to reduce the effects of excess iron is to donate blood routinely, if you have excess iron. If you don't, if you're low in iron already, you know, that's the opposite situation. You're actually going to deplete yourself. 877-726-8255 is a number for Intelligent Medicine. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And low-carb dieting is in vogue these days. And, you know, this is actually a throwback to the 1980s and even before the 1970s, when Dr. Robert Atkins pioneered the resurgence of the low-carb diet. And I say resurgence because this concept was actually developed by a guy named Banting in England in the early part of the 20th century. And the notion that you need to restrict not meat, but restrict carbohydrates if you're obese or diabetic is actually a pretty old one. But he made it front and center as part of his practice model in New York City. And he knew him quite well in the day. And he was reviled. You know, people just said, this is nuts. We all know that meat and fat are bad for you. And to tell diabetics to eat a lot of meat and fat, even cheese, is irresponsible. You're going to kill them. But things have changed in the past few decades. Lots and lots of research is suggesting that low-carb diets are the way to go for type 2 diabetes. And it's a big problem because approximately two-thirds of the U.S. population is overweight or obese. Approximately 30 million people in the U.S. are living with type 2 diabetes, and that's only the ones that we know about. It's the tip of the iceberg. Maybe there's, you know, two, three, four times as many people with pre-diabetes or unaware. And we know that diet can work, but the American Diabetes Association has been recommending a low-calorie diet that is low in meat and saturated fat and includes complex carbohydrates. And this is not working out very well. More and more people are becoming diabetic. And now there's studies that show that the low-carb diet really works. But these are studies that are like clinical studies where people are highly supervised under lab circumstances. Sometimes they're locked in a metabolic ward. And over 30 days or 6 weeks, they lose a lot of weight. Their blood sugar normalizes. Their lipid profiles improve. And it's all good. But there's a new study in the journal Diabetes Care, and it's significant, and it hasn't really been reported on too much, but it is the first study that investigates the implementation of the low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet in a community-based setting. In other words, these are outpatients. They were just seeing doctors and nutritionists in doctors' offices, and they were administered the diet. And it was very, very successful. All patients following the low-carb, high-fat diet who initially took insulin had either a reduction or a discontinuation of this therapy by their healthcare provider, compared with less than a quarter of those who received usual care. So that's pretty darn, they got them off insulin. So the study shows that it's feasible and safe to implement the low-carb, high-fat diet. We knew that. That's what I've been doing for a long time, but this is in a major medical journal. And it has led the American Diabetes Association to recently revise its lifestyle management guidelines, stating that a very low-carb diet is a feasible approach. They're not necessarily saying it's all size, one size fits all, but they're saying it is a feasible approach for those with high blood sugar who wish to reduce glucose-lowering medications. That's a modest concession from them that, you know, we can, there are many different diets, but yes, the low-carb diet is one of the diets that's acceptable. They finally are open to that possibility. But it's high time that we implement this on a wider scale. It's been proven. It's now medically substantiated. It's been shown to be safe and effective for the tens of millions of Americans with type 2 diabetes. And now it's been validated in a major medical journal. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And if you can't call now during the program, maybe you're out and about, busy, you can still call anytime, 24/7. Say you've got an inspiration on Tuesday night and you have an urgent question you want to pose, you can dial 877-726-8255 and record a question. We'll take those questions later in the week. We talked earlier in the program about hormone replacement therapy, and one of the major reasons for hormone replacement therapy is that a lot of women experience terrible menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, their sleep quality totally deteriorates, their mental focus is affected, their sex lives are disrupted. And but you may think that hot flashes are just a transient nuisance. They're bothersome. Eventually they go away, and it's no big sweat, to inadvertently pun. But it turns out that there are more profound implications to hot flashes and night sweats, according to a big study of 25 studies. It's an analysis of 25 studies that involve more than 500,000 women across the world. And what they found is that women of any age who experience hot flashes and night sweats are more likely to experience non-fatal cardiovascular events. A non-fatal cardiovascular event, an example of which might be a heart attack or angina. They say until now it's been unclear if these vasomotor symptoms are associated with cardiovascular disease, but now we know it to be true. And vasomotor symptoms before menopause increase a woman's chance of cardiovascular events by 40%. So what could possibly be going on here? Why is it that women who have hot flashes have a higher rate of cardiovascular problems? Well, it turns out that estrogen is protective for the heart. And that's one of the reasons why the Women's Health Initiative study shortchanged a lot of women, because the suggestion was that it was bad for the heart, but it was only bad for the heart when hormone replacement therapy was administered to women of an advanced age, over 65, who already had heart disease. Yes, it can somewhat thicken the blood, and created the wrong impression that estrogen was bad for the heart. Besides, this is synthetic estrogen, not natural estrogen. And it turns out that if administered early, right at the time of menopause, to alleviate hot flashes and night sweats and normalize a woman's hormones, estrogen is protective to the arteries. The other thing, though, is that overweight women and women with blood sugar problems tend to be more likely to experience hot flashes. It just happens to be the case. Ups and downs of blood sugar are highly associated with breaking out in a sweat. And so it may be that hot flashes and night sweats are an early warning signal of metabolic syndrome or susceptibility to heart problems later in life. And so It's not just a transient nuisance. It's a problem that could forecast bigger problems down the road, not just bothersome problems, but potentially health-threatening and life-threatening problems later on. And again, this is another reason why we really need custom-compounded bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. In an earlier segment in this program, I talked about how the government, in the person of the FDA, is aiming to limit our access to custom-compounded bioidentical hormone therapy. This is the real deal, folks, and we really need to push back against that intrusion on our liberties. 877-726-8255 is our number. And here's another problem that is pretty universal, fatigue. And let me talk about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or simply being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even has anti-aging effects because the mitochondria are so important in terms of overall health and well-being and the aging process itself. NT Factor is available in ProPax, a complete vitamin mineral formula with antioxidants and omega-3s. But if you want just NT Factor alone, there's a product called Youthful Energy. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. Don't go a day without it. Now you can get a 45-day money-back guarantee on it, and you therefore have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shoppe, you could still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or they've got a beautifully designed new user-friendly website at ntfactor.com. They're proud of it, so visit it, check it out. That's ntfactor.com, where you can get ProPax and Youthful Energy. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item, inflammatory bowel disease linked to doubling in dementia risk. And dementia is diagnosed around 7 years earlier in those with either ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. Well, what's up with that? Well, it's the gut-brain axis. If you don't have a happy gut, you may not have a happy brain. And patients who have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease have a high degree of inflammation in their body. They also have what we call dysbiosis, a messed-up microbiome, an imbalance of the proper bacteria in their gastrointestinal tracts. And the net result of that is that the toxins that form in the gut may travel via a two-way highway. The vagus nerve goes from the brain to the gut, and goes from the gut to the brain, and it could have an impact on the brain. We now know that even Parkinson's disease may be related to the microbiome, according to the latest research. And so one of the most extreme forms of gut problems is inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And those patients, unfortunately, are more likely to not just have gut problems, but brain problems. So what can be done about it? Well, there's a whole lot that can be done about it in terms of, yes, there are medications that can put the fire out, but these medications are not curative. And so diet and certain key supplements have been the mainstays of my approach to this condition, and many patients achieve improvements and even outright remission and cure with the right kind of dietary approach. It's amazing the kind of stuff that we throw at our gastrointestinal tract. You go to a GI doctor, and they often say, well, you know, diet doesn't matter that much. We'll put you on meds. Powerful immunosuppressive drugs are now available. But diet does matter, and you do not want to have a leaky gut syndrome that allows bacterial byproducts and toxins to travel into your bloodstream or to traverse the vagal nerve pathway to get to your brain and promote dementia risk. It's just a really, really important study. Can you run away from macular degeneration? Well, a new study suggests you literally can. The new study is from University of Virginia School of Medicine, found that exercise reduced the harmful overgrowth of blood vessels in the eyes of experimental animals by up to 45%. And thus, the implication is that exercise can reduce the severity of macular degeneration. That's a leading cause of vision loss. And ophthalmology is one of the few areas of medicine where they acknowledge that supplements can have an impact on the progression of that condition. They started with zinc. They've added DHA and other nutrients to the list of nutrients that can slow or curtail this condition. But now it turns out that exercise confers benefits. Interesting study, and suggests that ophthalmology is a ripe area for lifestyle medicine. Even when it comes to your eyes, lifestyle is all important for preserving vision. 877-726-8255 is a number for Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this item is kind of a postscript to our discussion of ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, because I tell those patients not only to be on a specific diet, but also to avoid what are called nanoparticles. Nanoparticles are kind of insidious because you don't know you're consuming them. One of the most common nanoparticles is titanium dioxide, and it's used a lot in sunscreen because it's very white and it's reflective and it can reflect away the UV rays. And it's actually one of the better non-chemical sunscreens because it acts like a reflective shield to keep the sun's rays out of your skin cells. But unfortunately, the FDA has approved it as a food additive and also as a whitening agent for a lot of medications. So it is considered inactive or inert, but there's some real dangers associated with nanoparticles. They're very tiny. You can only see them under a microscope, but when you look at them under the microscope, they look like little glass shards, and they can have a damaging and irritating effect on the gastrointestinal tract. And we consume them in a lot of food products like desserts, candy, beverages, and gum. Exposure is 2 to 4 times higher in U.S. children than in adults because I guess they eat a lot of candies, right? And they in this study actually comes out of China. Not everything that comes out of China, by the way, is corrupt or illegitimate. This is pretty good quality research. They fed titanium dioxide particles to mice, and what they found were disturbing changes in their guts. The titanium dioxide nanoparticles decreased levels of short-chain fatty acids, which are essential for colon health, and increased pro-inflammatory immune cells and cytokines in the colon, indicating an inflammatory state. And that's the very last thing that someone with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease needs is more of those irritating inflammatory nanoparticles. So it's not just about diet. You have to pay attention to toothpaste, which, you know, you tend to swallow, and many foods are laced with these damaging nanoparticles, not to mention artificial emulsifiers and other ingredients harmful to our gastrointestinal health. So as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products backed by strong scientific research. They use ingredients, among them, several stand out, which help support optimal cardiovascular health: ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. This suite of products play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Look for their ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2 products to support optimal cardiovascular health. Colonoscopies are coming under fire. I still believe in colonoscopies. But we have to be selective about who we give them to. I recently talked to a patient of mine. She called me from the hospital because something calamitous had happened to her. She received radiation for endometrial cancer. And radiation for endometrial cancer is targeted to the uterus and the ovaries and the female organs. But unfortunately, lying close by is the large intestine. And then she had a colonoscopy. And the colonoscopy caused her to have a perforation of her intestine, which led to emergency surgery. She now has an ostomy or a bag, which hopefully will be temporary. But that's a pretty serious dread consequence of a colonoscopy. It doesn't happen often, and I'm not saying people shouldn't get colonoscopies, but a new study suggests that we should be selective about giving people over the age of 75 a colonoscopy. This is in Journal of the American Medical Association. They did a study in Canada, and they found that patients who were 50 to 65 did pretty well. There were some complications, but a fairly low level of complications, less than 3%. But in patients over the age of 75, the rate of complications went up to as high as 6 or 7%. So they say, in accordance with our findings, the decision to perform colonoscopy should be considered carefully in older patients, particularly in the presence of comorbidities. That would include conditions like diverticulitis, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. Yes, you need to take a look and see how things are doing down there, but you got to be careful in older patients because they're more likely to have complications. And, you know, past a certain point, if you've had several, getting a routine colonoscopy every 3 to 5 years when everything has been fine, something that you should reconsider as you surpass the age of 75, according to the study. This item comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal gushes about a new DNA test that can detect cancer more easily. It's like the holy grail of cancer testing. In fact, the company that makes it is called Grail, and their investors include Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates to the tune of $2 billion in investment. And the point being is if we diagnose cancer so early in so many people, what about cancers that might never even kill you? And is this overdiagnosis? Will this lead to more problems, more aggressive treatment that's unnecessary? That's not even considered in this gushing article in the Wall Street Journal. Well, thanks for joining us. Make sure you become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by downloading our podcast. Subscribe to them at your favorite podcast source. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And make sure you listen to our program.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.